10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, second hour of the Earshot 20. In the first hour of the program, you heard the top 10. Steven joined us, also heard from Autumn Still. Great band on the charts. And in this hour of the program, we're going to hear from Steven again, Reversing Falls and Moss Lime in mixed in there with interviews. And Brian is going to have the coveted lowdown. Lots of great stuff.
Before, sometimes you say silly things when you interview a band and then the next week they're on the charts and you're like, hey, look what I did. And most of you're joking, obviously. But this week you predicted the future.
How?
Because you interviewed a band and then before you could run the interview, they made it on the charts.
Oh, right. Yes. I did. Yeah. Yes. That
though
did
they
happen.
Came to you.
I'm a magician of sorts. No, it was, and it's weird when you record the interviews too. This is behind the magic. No, behind the magic with the Earshot 20. When you record the interviews, you have to leave a spot at the end because if the artist is going to be on the charts, you don't know where they place before you do the interview because the charts don't go up until late Tuesday evening. And so then you have to place it at the end of the interview where they sit. So everything you hear in this hour, when I say their position on the charts, I did that all today. All right, now we're back to the charts. Now we're back to it. And we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian is going to tell you what you'll find if you head to that website.
Yeah, go and check it all out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week, as Anthony mentioned, on late Tuesday evening. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. And every single week, we bring you selections from the top 20. And you can also find your own local stations for over 30 campus community radio stations submitting their top 30 specialty charts, both nationally and locally, for electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so very much more.
There you go. You can also find us online, facebook.com/earshot20, on Twitter @earshot20, and Gmail, earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you as a feature. We will interview you and play something from your latest release. So as I mentioned, the top 10 is on its way to you now. Mixed in there, some interviews, Steven, the lowdown, all kinds of good stuff. We'll kick it off at number 10, and the number 10 artist, someone we talked about in the first hour of the music news with Steven Karlick.
All right, we're going to hear from Peaches at number 10, up from number 13 from the album Rub. You're going to hear How You Like My Cut, Beliefs. After that, at number 9, up from number 12, Leaper, and a track called Drown. And all the way up from number 34, they've been off the show for a couple of weeks. It is Casey and Clayton. They had a great late 2015 record called Strange Country. It's at number 8 with The Plains of Mexico.
Here's Peaches, How You Like My Cut, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
How you like my cut? How you like my cut? What? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? What? How you like my cut? Take cover under the cover of another lover, above a rubber. Tell your brother, tell your father, if your rubber loses cover and it hover, gotta get Travolta. Nip it in the bud, stick it like a sticky bun. Stick it in, but sip it like you're sipping bud. Crud, I feel flood, cause she's a stud. Grab a nub and tug, tug.
How you like my cut? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? How you like my cut?
How you like my cut? How you like my cut? What? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? What? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? What? How you like my cut? How you like my cut? How you little fucker, I'm a lazy little fucker, I'm a hazy little fucker, I'm a crazy little fucker, I'm a drummer, mama, bummer, drummer, Mo Tucker, glue stucker, this hospice, abyss, sip your virus for breakfast, French kiss, your cyst and lisp, that this sickness pre-exist, no cock and super glue inject, fix a flat, never fix the flat but yet, never free flow silicon but fixing only goes in when Stevie mixing.
How you like my cut? How you like my cut?
What? How you like my cut?
How you like my cut?
How you like my cut?
What?
How you like my cut?
How you like my cut?
How you like my cut?
What?
How you like my cut?
How you like my cut?
How you like my cut?
What?
How you like my cut?
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Santiana gained the day.
Oh, Santiana.
He gained the day at Monterey.
Oh,
Santiana fought for fame.
Oh, Santiana.
And Santiana gained a name.
Oh,
Mexico.
was The Plains of Mexico by Casey and Clayton off of the album Strange Country at number 8, up from number 34. Before that, Beliefs with a track from Leaper at number 9, up from number 12 called Drown. And we had Peaches in there as well, starting off our second hour in our top 10 countdown from the record Rub at number 10, up from number 13, How You Like My Cut.
The second album for Reversing Falls, aptly titled Reversing Falls 2, is now out, and the Montreal-based noise pop group has landed on the charts. Tyler Crawford is joining us to chat. Tyler, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. So, second album for the band. That must feel good to have the second release out, 2 under the belt.
Yeah, it feels good to, you know, once you have the first one, it sort of gives you something to move past. So it feels good to kind of, you know, get past that and get into something like a little bit newer.
And I know that you're from St. John, New Brunswick originally. You've been living in Montreal for a while. So there is there a tie between the name and St. John?
Oh, yeah, for sure. One of the reasons for the name was, I think we've probably had this band in some form for about 8 or 9 years at this point. And initially when it was, there were three of us. It was me and Jesse, who currently plays bass, and our friend Jeff Boyd was playing drums, and we were here in Montreal, but all of us, Jeff and I, are both from St. John, and Jesse is from Hampton, so we have some pretty deep New Brunswick ties.
In terms of the sound and style between this release and your first, do you think there are many differences, or is it pretty consistent with what people heard from your first release?
I feel like the main difference would be this one is maybe a little more focused in terms of the sonic palette, some of the sounds that were used. First one was maybe a bit broader. Where was our first album? There's some things that we're trying out, you know, trying different things on. And at this point, I feel like we know what we're going for. And also, this one was like entirely just guitar sounds, like guitar, bass, and drums. There's no synthesizers or pianos or anything else. So,
and you've also got a video out for This Is Why, a track from the album, and the video has a very active theme to it. Lots of shots of running and movement. What was the idea behind that video?
That one, we actually just handed over the reins to our friend Luke, who made the video, and we were just like, here's the song. Like, he knew the song from seeing us play before. We were sort of just like, here, like, do what you think, and then we'll see how it goes. And it fits really good with the song. You know, it's sort of like a driving beat, and it's like pretty solid drum machine turn kind of going on.
Any plans for touring coming up this year?
I think we're going to do some stuff in the spring. Actually, right now, myself, starting tomorrow, I'm going on a tour for like 1 month with Magical Clouds. Like, I tour as their tour manager and sound engineer. So we're going out for a month starting tomorrow. So I think maybe a little while after that, we'll probably dig into some more Reversing Falls shows.
ReversingFallsMusic.com. Hear the music and check out more from the group. Tyler, thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Here's Reversing Falls now, all the way up from 43 to number 7 this week off the album Reversing Falls 2. You're going to hear a song called So Young. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
That was The Bitter Boogie by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with an album called Paper Mache Dream Balloon at number 6, up from number 32. And So Young by Reversing Falls from Reversing Falls 2, debuting last week at number 43.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are into the top 10. Hope you're enjoying the program. Earshot 20 on Facebook if you want to connect with us and let us know what you think. Also, exclaim.ca is where you can get all the latest music news and happenings from around the world, and it is a great site. It's where I go for my news, that and CBC. I get my music news from you, and CBC gives me my my regular news, Stephen. So you're right at the top. I even have you bookmarked.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to kick it off with some news in this hour. News about Yacine Bey.
Yeah, Yacine Bey, of course, formerly known as Mos Def. Some big news last week when he ran into some legal trouble as he failed to present the proper documents while leaving South Africa. Now he's both referenced the situation in a new freestyle and dropped some news of his own. A new a cappella track at exclaim.ca finds Bey referencing the situation repeatedly as he says, quote, "No more parties in SA." Of course, that's a reference to the new Kanye track, which is about LA. Yacine Bey is referencing South Africa. Following the beatless rap performance, Yacine Bey adds that he's retiring from entertainment altogether this year. He claims that he'll release one final album and then stop rapping and acting for good. This is pretty crazy news. I mean, it's sort of not out of the question that he would retire, but he hasn't released an album in at least 5 years, and this will be his first under the name Yacine Bey. So interesting stuff there, and sort of weird to announce that you're retiring before dropping an album, but we'll see what happens there.
For sure. We'll move on to some more news that's going to be great news for anybody who is fans of the iconic Pearl Jam.
Yes, the band actually turned 25 last October, and now the alt-rock icons have revealed they're going to celebrate their hefty back catalog with another North American tour, and will kick off in April, hitting 18 cities in their time on the road. The schedule will take the band through the eastern U.S. before they make it up north for a trio of Canadian dates in May. These will take place at Quebec City's Centre Vidéotron, Ottawa's Canadian Tire Centre, and Toronto's Air Canada Centre. There is a post on the band's website that notes that members of Pearl Jam's 10 Club are being put into a special ticket pre-sale drawing. Tickets for the general public will go on sale January 22nd. You can find more information, of course, at exclaim.ca, as well as all the other dates if you feel like going to New York City, Philadelphia, anywhere else in the United States.
That's exciting news for fans of Pearl Jam, and we'll continue that with exciting news now for fans of Grimes.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I mean, Grimes is sort of a household name now if you are into sort of independent or Canadian music, and while she's currently supporting her pop masterpiece Art Angels with music videos and a current tour, she's now celebrating her back catalog with a series of reissues of her albums before 2012's breakout Visions. Following news that 2010's Gady Primes was being put back into print on vinyl, Arbutus Records has now confirmed that fresh vinyl presses of Halfaxa and Grimes' Dark Bloom split with Dion are also on the way. Gady Primes will arrive February 5th, meaning fans won't have to shell out the hundreds of dollars that apparently it's now going for online, while Halfaxa, which also goes for a hefty sum, will be out on April 1st. Finally, her 2011 split EP with Dion, titled Dark Bloom, will be out on May 20th, again, courtesy of Arbutus. You can find pre-order information at Arbutus and more information on the release at exclaim.ca, as well as watching, actually, Grimes has a new video for the single Kill vs. Mame, one of the best songs on Art Angels, so you can check that out at exclaim.ca as well.
Awesome stuff. Stephen, as always, it is a pleasure to chat with you, and we will be back with you next week. But before we leave you this week, we'd like to throw it to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. This week, it's got to be a song I've been listening to nonstop. You might have heard of the band Wild Nothing. They have a new album out on February 19th called Life of Pause, but the first single from it, which is now online, is called Reich Pop. That is, of course, a reference to Steve Reich, a famed 20th century composer. The new song does sound a lot like Steve Reich's most famous music for 18 musicians, and like his 8 Organs album. It's sort of gorgeous, it's really catchy. It's called Reich Pop by Wild Nothing, and it's on Earshot Radio.
I cannot
Moss Lime has released their second EP, and the Quebec Paris trio is gaining a lot of attention over it. We were able to catch up with Ellen Barbier from the band, who is currently in France. Ellen, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello.
So your new release bears an interesting name, Zoo du Québec. How did you come up with the name for the album?
Well, we had several ideas, and Jane got offered a t-shirt with Zoo du Québec written on it, and we thought it was embodying the atmosphere and everything that happened during the recording for the album. We thought it was a perfect match, so that was random, but it was luck. By luck, I would say.
And this is your second EP. Is there plans in the works for a full length at some point from Moss Lime?
I don't know. For now, we would like to release a cassette or something with live recordings from our Euro tour, because we were happy with what we did for the European tour, and we recorded a new song. So I think this will be like a live release with only one new song, but I don't know for the full length yet. Maybe not, maybe.
And from what I've read, the band is split between France and Montreal. Does that make things difficult when you're planning and prepping for an album or doing a tour?
Well, I'd say the Euro tour was planned when we started the band. It was a whim. We really wanted to do a Euro tour with a band. And Charlotte had to move back to Belgium right after the EP got out. So at the beginning we already didn't know what will happen, you know, with the band. So for now we are on a hiatus, so I'd say.
And for this album, is there plans now for a tour within 2016, now that the album's released and it's out there?
I'm coming back to Montreal in the spring, so maybe we'll do a few shows this summer. But it's in the end. Nothing is planned yet.
Well, we look forward to what's to come. And Moss Limer, mosslimer.bandcamp.com. You can find a stream of the EP and a link to the Facebook page. Helen, good luck with everything, and thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And here's Moss Lime now at number 4 this week. Staying steady at number 4, the album Zoo du Québec. You're going to hear a track called I Always Get What I Want. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I always get what I want. And Debbie and the bus.
the Earshot 20.
That was Moss Lime with I Always Get What I Want from the EP Zoo de Quebec, sitting still at number 4. In between a chat with Hélène Barbier, we heard Magical Clouds, Call on Me from their late 2015 record Are You Alone, down from number 2 to number 5. They also have a new EP out, which we'll probably hear from in the near future. And our friend from Exclaim, Stephen Karlick, had a pick this week. It is from the new forthcoming 2016 album from Wild Nothing. That was a track called Reich Pop.
He might be your friend, but he's definitely my best friend now. We've talked enough that I feel like I've earned that badge.
Did you ask him about this?
No, I'm just saying it. So if he listens to this episode of the show, we're best friends now, Steven. We've got a few more tracks.
What about his dog?
His dog can be my best friend too.
Oh, I thought his dog was his best friend, and you can be his best friend, but he's not.
Anyway. No, his dog's my best friend.
Oh, okay. This is all very complicated.
Yeah, a friend's dog is a best friend's dog. Is a dog's best friend.
What? Anyway, go to Steven's Instagram. Pretty cute dog.
Yeah. We've got a few more tracks to get to. This, I don't know what happened to this show. We have a few more tracks to get to, and we will do that in a few minutes. But first, we are going to get to a segment that we'd like to bring you to give you an idea of what's debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the whole top 50 every week, but we do like to feature some of the albums that are making their way up, and we do that through the lowdown.
Yes, 7 debuts this week below the top 20, and we kick the lowdown off this week at number 50 with Goodnight Mara, the debut album from Ottawa art rock group High Waters. The Posters, that's the Posters with a Z at the end, are a Montreal rap group, and their new EP Junga lands at number 47. Up next at number 38, Portland-bred LA-based electropop duo Yacht have returned with album number 6 entitled I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. Toronto-based dance vocalist Simone Denae returns with a new project, the Stereo Dynamite Sessions Volume 1 at number 32. Marcus Marr and Chet Faker have teamed up for a new EP called Work, and the 4-track affair hits the charts at number 31. At number 28, a Coliseum Complex Museum is the 5th album from Canadian psych rock band The Bezner Lakes, and we close out the lowdown this week at number 24 with the 4th album from Kentucky indie rock 5-piece Cage the Elephant, Tell Me I'm Pretty. And that is your lowdown for this week. Maybe you'll hear from some of those next week or in the near future.
I like 5-peach instead.
I like 5-peaches. I like peaches. To imagine 5 peaches in a band together as well.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, we've got... that's great. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for that one. No, for the lowdown. I mean, not for the joke. We have 3 more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. I'm killing myself now. And we're going to kick that off with number 3. Of course, our number 1, if you've been following the charts, has remained the same. And it's no surprise, but we won't spoil that for you yet.
All right, it is at number 3, up from number 5, Deer Hunter, Fading Frontier. As we round out the show, here is Breaker. Christ.
What's the price? What's the edge? I'm alive. I don't credit the source. I just drive. And then the fog rolls in. And then there. Trying to kill me. Too long
since I've been driving all night on the back roads winding under the stars. Let us slowly die. Oh no.
Riding the train, I'm far from home.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
Our number one, I believe, for 6 weeks now, it is Grimes at the top of the charts. Art Angels, the most played album across Canada on community radio for the week ending Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. That was Kill v. Mame. Before that, David Bowie's last album, Black Star, this week at number 2, all the way up from number 16. No surprise there. Great record. and you heard a song called Sue or In a Season of Crime, and Deer Hunter before that, Breaker from the album Fading Frontier at number 3, up from number 5.
Yeah, and as we talked about in the music news, Stephen and I chatted, Grimes, that song that we just heard, Kill V Mame, there is a cool new music video out for that. You can check out at exclaim.ca. There you have it, the countdown done for another week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we do this every week. Count down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and that's on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, where we can be heard first, and then we are syndicated across the nation with about 25 partner stations. So thanks to all them for airing the program, and you can hear us in over 30 time slots around Canada. If you want to download the program, you can head to radioforall.net, and you can also podcast the show through iTunes. Until next week, we'll see you, but stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.